Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. Some weird echo there. Soul 45 is on a Friday night, and boy, do I have some great ones. I had an interesting week. I'll tell you a little about it a little later in the show. But my interesting week has led me to get ready to play for you a few records that I'll be playing later. It's quite a tale. Soul 45 is on a Friday night. 201-200 WFMU, the Soul Line. You can chime in on the message board online at WFMU.org if you feel like it. I'm done talking.
just the lead by the dime and the tune by the play. And we went strolling on the beat. Strolling on the beat. Strolling on the beat. Well, it's been a poppin' at the harbor of June. We went strolling on the beat. Woo! A bounty Maroney came from underneath the water. Yeah. He strolled through the dunes by the top of the park.
She said, hold me tight and don't let go. And we went
strolling on the beat. Strolling on the beat. Strolling on the beat. Well, poppin' at the harbor of June. We went strolling on the beat.
Ooh. Well, look here, baby, we done made it to the beat.
You done, I love that yacht. You used to look so cute in your white sailor suit aboard that big white yacht that you no longer got. Don Juan, your money's gone, and when your money is gone, Don, your baby's gone. Don Juan, your baby's gone. Skip up a lip now, Don, you'll have to carry on. The house we grooved in, the house we moved. The way we waltzed around the marble floor, you sure did look deluxe in your white tie and tux. Up in that big old house that is no longer yours. Don Juan, your money's gone, and when your money is gone, Don, your baby's gone. Don Juan, your baby's gone. Stiff upper lip now, Don, you'll have to carry on. I sure am gonna miss a filet mignon. You know I'm gonna miss that special way you kiss. But hot dog chicken, Don, no laundry, Don. Don Juan, your money is gone. And when your money is gone, Don, your baby's gone. Don Juan, your baby's gone. Stiff upper lip now, Don, you'll have to carry on. You'll have to carry on.
Love, true love. I just got bit by the old love bug, and that's how I found out. That's all I wanna know. What you've been doing to me, come on and do it some more. And when you do what you do, you'll be sure it's what you've done before. Got news for you. I know I can't lose with the stuff I use, and that's how I found out. And that's all I want to know. What you've been doing to me, baby, come on and do it some more. And when you do what you do, be sure it's what you've done before. Complete. When you do what you do, you knock me off my feet. And that's how I found out.
That's how I found out.
And that's all I want to know. What you've been doing to me, come on and do it some more. And when you do what you do, be sure it's what you've done before.
Mr. Fine Wine here on the Downtown Soulville Show. In the background, this is going to be my one nod, or one of two nods, to the holiday that just passed. This is called Haunted Sax. Never got to do a Halloween set this year because I was busy doing other stuff the last 4 weeks, special shows like the Detroit Soul Show last Friday. Anyway, here's a Halloween record for you, and I'll play one more after this. Before this one, we heard the Grandisons do All Right. Now, I've played two other versions of that. Is it Jay Lewis, maybe? With a different title, Love Me, and a gospel version. You gotta track them all down and play them all together sometime. Before that, the Master Keys did Tears. Ray Agee did Love Bug. Laverne Baker did Don Juan. Hollywood Flames, Strolling on the Beach. And the instrumental at the very beginning of the show, Plas Johnson and his orchestra, that was called The Loop. So, one more Halloween record coming up, and then I'll play some other stuff, then I'll come back and tell you what happened to me in Detroit this past week.
Thank you. Come back, baby, I love 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 you. You've been my bread and water. I said you've been my bread and water. I said you've been my bread and water. I said you've been my bread and water. Mmm.
Oh yeah.
Been so good to me, baby. I said you've been so good to me, baby. I said you've been so good to me, baby. I said you've been so good to me, baby.
Come back, baby, I need you. Come back, baby, I need you. Come back, baby, I need you. Come back, baby, I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
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 You're tuned to WFMU. This is the Downtown Soulville Show. Soul 45s every Friday night for 1 hour is what you'll hear on this show. We just heard from Sydney Barnes, who I got to hang out with last week. That's part of the story. So there was this great Detroit Soul Festival called Detroit A-Go-Go 2018. It was the second edition. They did one last year, too. I didn't go last year. I went this year. 5 days and nights of basically every Detroit Soul recording artist who's still around, minus the big Motown superstars. And I didn't announce it too much on this show in advance because, frankly, and I hate to say this, I didn't have the highest hopes for it, but it turned out to exceed all expectations by a mile. Anyway, Sydney Barnes did not perform but was there and spoke on a panel with his buddy George Clinton, who was full of just fascinating information. Let me say what we heard in that set. Before Sydney Barnes, Cody Black did I Am Particular, The Crescents, Come Back Baby, Shirley Lawson, So Much to Me, and Johnny Sales, My Love's a Monster. In the background right now, this is George Clinton's orchestra, more or less. I mean, it's the Funk Brothers, but it's a George Clinton song. It's called Baby, I Owe You Something. So, great performances by J.J. Barnes, Carl Carlton, the Fantastic Four, and especially a girl group called the Debonairs. So I saw them perform Saturday night. Then Sunday morning, I went to a flea market that I always go to when I'm home in Detroit. And wait, I'm going to get this record going again. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Flea market in Detroit. I'm looking around at the flea market, and what do I find but a beautiful 8.5 by 11 glossy 1960s promotional photo of the Debonairs, who I had just seen the night before. I've looked online. I've been collecting this stuff for decades. I've never seen this photo. There's nothing about it online anywhere, as far as I can tell. And it just so happened that that afternoon, the Debonairs were doing a meet and greet in the hotel room in Detroit, so I got all four of their autographs on this beautiful photo. We're going to hear some Debonairs records in just a sec. Diane Hogan, Joyce Vincent, Elsie Baker, and Dorothy Garland. The Debonairs. Now, Diane Hogan doesn't appear on this first record. The other three do. Then she'll join in on the next two records I play. These are the Debonairs.
I'm not gonna go to Georgia down. My life went to be flesh and bones, I can see. I need your love and I'll pay any fee.
Bring me your love, baby. Send it C-O-D. C-O-D. C-O-D.
Thank you.
four in a row there by the Debonairs out of Detroit on the Downtown Soulville show. I lied a little bit. Only the second and fourth tracks I played featured all four Debonairs. Diane Hogan, lead singer, plus Joyce Vincent, Elsie Baker, and Dorothy Garland. Just the three without Diane were on the first and third records I played. But the last one, Headache in My Heart, written by George Clinton. You can tell because the lyrics are not quite, you know, the typical lovey-dovey records you were hearing at that time, circa 1967. We also heard Please Don't Say We're Through, COD, Collect on Delivery, and Eeny, Meeny, Gypsily. Great fun meeting those four wonderful women, and they still sound fantastic, and I cannot recommend this festival highly enough. If it happens again next year, go. It's called Detroit A-Go-Go, and it was organized by an Englishman named Phil Dick. And kudos to that man. He really, not even living in Detroit, he put together what seemed like a logistical nightmare. Five nights of music, rented out an entire hotel for lots of British visitors, arranged panel discussions, got George Clinton to come in and talk about his years in Detroit. Just amazing stuff. Thank you, Phil Dick. Let's hear some more of these Detroit George Clinton-involved records. Here's Pat Lewis. Written, again, by George Clinton.
So glad that I can resist. Look at what I almost missed.
That just had to be nobody.
Had to be nobody.
like an axe, and you'll be her tree. She'll chop you down, and you'll surely see that heartbreak will be your destiny.
Thank you. Payback's a mean son of a gun.
You can't hurt nobody.
So, a handful of Detroit records there that were Sidney Barnes or George Clinton and or Mike Terry related. Those guys had formed a production company called Joe C. Mick Productions. Sidney Barnes and George Clinton met in New York. Motown had opened a satellite office for their publishing and songwriting arm, Joe Bett Music, and those guys were writing songs there. And Sidney Barnes, as he said at this panel in Detroit, listening to this panel of Pat Lewis, Sidney Barnes, and George Clinton reminiscing about 1960s Detroit music making was like being in heaven for me. But anyway, Sidney Barnes said one very interesting thing that stuck with me, which was that he tried to surround himself his entire career with only super talented people. There were plenty of talented people who could make good records. He mentioned the name George Kerr, you know, perfectly capable record people. But when he met George Clinton, he's like, ah, here we go. Super talented person. I want to do things with him. Sidney would go on to be a founding member and co-lead singer of Rotary Connection with Minnie Riperton. Anyway, we heard that last one. Sidney Barnes himself under the name Johnny Good, that was called Payback on the Solid Hit label. Pat Lewis on the Solid Hit label did Warning. The Parliaments featuring George Clinton himself, That Was My Girl. That almost seems like a weird, convoluted answer to The Temptations' My Girl. Like George Clinton was trying to prove that he could write more interesting lyrics than the Motown people. Pat Lewis again, Look at What I Almost Missed. And that instrumental, non-Detroit related, that was The Soul Machine, Bag of Goodies. Got time for one more record here. It's a really obscure Sidney Barnes record that he recorded it's a radio commercial for a furniture store in Chicago. I brought this to Detroit with me and got Sidney to sign it, and he hadn't seen one in a long time. Anyway, I'm not sure the store's there anymore, but you can look for it, and it sounds like they got some really good furniture. The Ember Furniture Store.
Ember is forever, forever it will be. Ember is forever.
Come to our store, it's not far away. Come in and you will find forever quality furniture. Forever good service too. Yes, all these things and much, much more Ember has for you.
Ember is forever.
Oh yeah,
forever has. Ember is forever.
So if you've got a mind to save and you want the best, then Ember is a store for you. And everything's so brand new. Yes, all these things and much, much more Ember has. Oh yeah, Ember has for you.
Ember is forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ember has for you. You'd better go and try. Oh yeah. See something you might wanna buy.
That's gonna do it for this week's Downtown Soulville show. That was Sidney Barnes with the Ember furniture store radio jingle. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Oh, we made our goal for this fundraising month of October. Thank you, everyone who pledged and who helped out. I'll thank a bunch of people next week. Ran out of time this week, but I do appreciate your pledges. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Daniel Blumen.